Reflection by Father Luis Cesano, Mark 8:1-10. I feel sorry for them. Number one, pity. Jesus' heart was moved with pity for the people. He isn't selfish. He doesn't think solely of himself. And at the same time, he is not over selfless so as to completely forget himself. This is something we must always remember. Be compassionate. Think of others. Think about those who seek the word of God. I'm not referring solely to priests, but to everyone who is part of the church, everyone who has a role in the community. We should be attentive to the needs of our brothers and sisters and consider that they also give up things. They suffer and struggle. This is one of the keys of shepherding, making life easier for others, helping them to solve problems and not being indifferent to them. Number two, with what they had. Jesus doesn't solve all problems on his own. He wants there to be a contribution from others. Don't expect Jesus to do it all for you. You must also give of yourself, give your time, and do your share. However little it may be with Jesus, it can be a lot. Don't be like that student who asks for the miracle of passing an exam but doesn't even sit down to study. Or like that man who asks God for a good job but doesn't even start looking for one. Help God help you. Number three, satisfies. Jesus satiates, fulfills. He wants everyone to eat as much as they desire and go in peace. But it's everyone's effort that leads to their fulfillment. Jesus knows how to work as a team. Today, don't try to become the savior of everything and everyone. Not everything is on you alone. Seek God and always work as a team. Because if you are individualistic and consider everything from you, your own point of view, you might leave many people hungry. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.